So moving ahead, the various elements of lean production are small lot production. As much as if company wants to have lean production, they need small lot production, which means what? The production should be in smaller lots. Setup time reduction. So the for producing, the time required for setting up the machines should be as much as possible less. Maintaining and improving equipments, pull production systems, focused factories, group technology, work cells or cellular manufacturing. If these things are been function, then lean production would be achieved. Maintaining and improving equipments means what? Make sure that the equipments can be maintained regularly and they can upgrade over a period of time. Pull production system should be encouraged, as and when required should be purchased. Focused factories. So factories should be very focused. Group technology. So have a technology which ensures that the whole system has been processed. And finally, work cells or cellular manufacturing. So cellular manufacturing was the key, unlike making sure that the manufacturing one done in one corner, second done in some other corner, third done in some other corner, and fourth some other corner. Cellular manufacturing means what? Process-based manufacturing concept. From here it will go there, from there it will go there, from there it will go here, and then from finally output would be given. So it is more about cellular based, where according to the processes the system should be designed. So this is work cells or cellular manufacturing concept should be done. Now workers in lean production system are expected to be more competent than workers in traditional system, such as batch and mass production system. Under batch and mass production system, they'll just start, wait for hours and hours, and then the production is done. So because it was more about batch and mass, because they'll produce and keep the things ready, let the marketing do sales, and then our delivery would done. But over in lean production, orders coming, production taking place, and delivering of the output would function. They must be able to work in teams and play active roles in operating and improving the system. So they must be able to work in team. They must be able to work in a group. They have greater responsibilities than those in traditional systems. So they have greater responsibilities in lean production because everyone is supposed to contribute. The concept is reduction in cost and maximum the output. This all brought the concept which was very unique, known as TQM. TQM, that is total quality management, is the integration of all functions and processes within an organization in order to achieve continuous improvement of quality of goods and services. So if the continuous improvement of goods and services regularly needs to be done, it can be done if TQM was implemented. The goal at the end of the day for any organization is customer satisfaction. This is the crux for which every organization is functioning. That is, customer at the end of the day should be satisfied, and it should integrate all the function and processes within an organization. And this can be done if TQM was implemented, because it was total quality functioning. The TQM policy has two components. First, defect-free product or services supplied on time to customers. Any orders been delivered, it should be defect-free. Means what has been asked, that only has been delivered. It shouldn't be a situation or scenario. What has been asked and what has been delivered does not matches. Advancing the state of art, which is a development process to meet the rising expectation of customers' requirements, which means advancing the way how company is performing, advancing the way how the process has been taking place, making sure that the connectivity between the suppliers and the producers or the consumers and the stores are intact with each other. That is, making sure that the rising expectation of customer requirements, they are able to achieve it over a period of time. So that has been one of the most important component as far as TQM policy is concerned. So for making sure TQM falls in place, they have got three principles which they focus upon. First, customer satisfaction. So TQM stresses as much as possible satisfy the customer. Second, involve employees, that is employee involvement. Involve as much as possible the employees in the business so that they can give the output. And third, very important, continuous improvements in quality and processes. So they'll continuously improve the production process and quality in the business. So if the quality has been continuously improved, then process will also improve accordingly. So for quality, the processes needs to be improved. So TQM stresses on these three principles: satisfy the customer, involve employees, and make sure that there is improvement in the quality and the process. And that all things are possible when 8 essentials of TQM focuses upon, or rather we can say TQM focuses on the 8 key important parameters for business to succeed. First is customer satisfaction. TQM says that as much as possible satisfy the customer, our work is done. So that is what is the core activity, customer satisfaction. Ensure there is a proper leader who takes the business ahead, which is the requirement and need for the hour. If there is no proper leader which takes the business ahead, it wouldn't make sense. Next is there should be a quality policy in the business. So another essential focus which TQM makes sure that there is a quality policy, that if the product or the service which they are offering does not achieve this much standards, it shouldn't be able to deliver in the market, or rather they should not deliver in the market. That is why it is known as quality policy. Another essential of TQM is organizational structure. So that there should be a proper hierarchical structure of the company. Who is the top level, who is the middle level, who is the lower level, there should be organizational hierarchy. Involve as much as possible the employees in the business. More employee involvement means what? More success, because they will be able to face, or they are the face of the company to the customers. So involve employees so that know how the production is being done and how they are going to relate to the business. Quality cost. Focus on making sure that the cost involved in quality should not oversee the cost for the product or the sales of the product or prices being recovered from the customer. So quality cost should be more given emphasis on, wherein the whole focus of the business is ensuring that the quality is having a price range for which the company is performing its task. Supplier selection and development. So select the supplier and develop the business as it is required in the market. And finally, recognize and reward the employees. So recognize the employees, reward the employees for the betterment of the business. So these are 8 essentials of the TQM which companies should focus upon for upliftment of the business over a period of time. And if you focus on these 8 essentials, then the business would be in a win-win scenario, because customers' needs and the company's offerings both matches the requirement. TQM, thus, it is necessary to achieve successful internal working relations in order to satisfy external customers. So if internal customers are satisfied, external customers will be satisfied. Internal customers means employees. If employees are satisfied, they'll create an external customer in the outside the business, which will give the output to actual customers. A process is combination of methods, raw materials, manpower and machines, that is 4 M's. So process is mix of 4 M's, that is machine, manpower, materials and methods, and they all define how good business will succeed over a period of time. All process contains inherent variability. So all processes have got inherent fluctuations. It may deliver, it may not deliver, depending upon the complications or you can say scenarios of the business. Our approach must be progressively reduce variation, thus improving process capability and become more consistent. So every company needs to make sure, be it a customer which is a class customer or a customer which is a low class customers, whichever kind of customers, there should be no variability in the approach. That is, say for example, I am selling cars. At the end of the day, if I am selling car to Mr. Amitabh Bachchan, if I am selling cars to, say for example, Mr. Mahesh or Mr. Suresh, if I am selling cars to any of this person, my application or my functioning wouldn't change with those kind of individuality. The key is more being consistent, be it that person or be it this person, the output is the key for the given scenario. So that is what TQM focuses upon. Thus, we must measure everything how we are doing at present. That is, what is the metrics on which the company is focusing upon. Metrics stands for measure everything that results in customer satisfaction. So anything which we do at the end of the day, if it measures or if it achieves the customer satisfaction, our work is done. That is why we say measure everything that results in customer satisfaction. Focus everything whose requirement is based on customer satisfaction in the business. So from that we move on to the next element, that is outsourcing. We all know what do we mean by outsourcing, which means, correct what you have said, Ramesh, outsourcing is more about giving our work to someone else, outsourcing. So for world class supply management, we have got different tools and techniques which we need to focus and function upon. So first of all, and that is cross functional teams. Don't repeat the same thing. We can have cross functional things, teams. Cross-functional teams means my work can be done by him, his work can be done by them, their work can be done by us. So it has to be cross-functional. Cross-functional teams are used to meet specific stated objectives such as new product development, negotiations of terms and conditions of a purchase agreement. So as much as possible have cross-functional teams, not have one team for one task. It should be cross-functional. So the same team marketing can do this activity as well as that activity. The same finance team can be doing activities of 2 or 3 things in the business itself. That is, have cross-functional teams. So one of the key for world-class businesses having cross-functional teams. Another world-class supply management focuses on supply chains and supply networks. Now, anyone understands what do you mean by supply chain? Supply chain means the process of starting from supplier's supplier to the customer. So from supplier supplier to the customer journey, how many members are involved in it? So from supplier supplier, the raw materials is supplied to supplier. From supplier, the raw material will supply to manufacturer. From manufacturer, it will go to agent. From agent, it will go to wholesaler. From wholesaler, it will go to distributor. From distributor, it will go to retailer. And from retailer, it will go to customer. This whole chain is known as supply chain. When the material, when we discuss from supplier, supplier to manufacturer, this is known as upstream. When we talk about manufacturer to the customer, it is known as downstream. This is more about inbound, which raw material is coming in, and this is more about outbound, when the finished goods are going out. The process is taking place in the factory, that is manufacturing process. So this supply chain connects the inbound with the manufacturing to the outbound. This whole process is known as supply chain. So the supply chain is the upstream portion of the firm's value chain. Upstream means materials coming in the business. It is responsible for ensuring that the right materials, services and technology are purchased from the right source at the right time in the right quality. So the game over here is when the things are coming in the system, the right source, the right material, the right everything, when it is going in the system, is more about right, the things are entering in the business. That is where the supply chain is the best possible manner. The supply chain is a series of organizations extending all the way back to firms which extract materials from Mother Earth. So supply chain or upstream is more about from, say for example, iron ore, which is coming from the earth, from there, how it goes and processes into proper, say for example, rod, steel, then entering into the business. So that is known as more about supply chain, which is bringing the raw materials from supplier or Mother Earth to the supplier, which goes to the manufacturer. Another world-class supply management element is more about supplier partnership and strategic alliances. In modern approach, the buyer-seller relationships enlightened self-interest and realization that competition is between value chains, all combined to motivate buyers and sellers in a collaborative mode. Now, if we see in today's scenario, guys, that business, if it needs to succeed, they require as much as possible good partnerships, good alliances and good collaborations with each other. Because what I am good at it, the other person wouldn't good at it, be it. What he is good at it, I wouldn't be that good over there at particular point. So they all collaborate, come together and take the business to next levels. So in modern approach, the buyer-seller relationships enlighten self-interest and realization that competition is between value chains. Value chain means what? Downstream. From manufacturer to customers, it is known as value chain. Everyone is focusing as much as possible reduce the value chain so that we do not need to give commissions to everyone. If you see a normal pen which is produced, or rather not pen, if a normal product which is produced at 10 rupees reaches to the customer at 25 rupees, the 15 rupees margin is been given to all the intermediaries or middlemen in between. If we reduce the middleman or downstream, the members involved in the distribution channel, if we reduce, it will move from manufacturer to customer without any blocks in between. That is what is referred to as the value chain. So everyone is fighting for value chain. Everyone wants to reduce the gap between the members. And that is where collaborative mode functions. So compatibility of the interest, mutual need, willingness to be open for sharing information and benefits resulting from the relationship and trust. So these are few modes which will focus and make sure that it's going to be strategic alliances or supplier partnerships between. Another world-class supply management technique is known as strategic sourcing, which means what? Planned purchase. Sourcing is more about purchasing or procuring. So planned purchase. Strategic sourcing is defined as systematic process that directs supply managers to plan, manage and develop the supply base in line with the firm's strategic objectives. So how they will have sourcing of materials, sourcing of products in the system is referred to as strategic sourcing. How easily they can craft the product in the business, how easily they can procure the products in the business is known as strategic sourcing. It is the application of current best practices to achieve full potential of integrating suppliers into the long-term business process. Every company does not want thousands of suppliers, but they want 10 suppliers which are best, which will supply the materials at the best time, which will help the business to revolve, rotate and deliver the products on time to the customers. So strategic sourcing is the key and the crux factor of any business, which makes sure that the products are delivered to the company in the best possible manner. So that is how strategic sourcing would take place. Another element for world-class supply management is e-procurement. What do you mean by e-procurement? Means electronic purchase, no need for any paper, everything is electronically done, which makes the cycle move more faster. The internal end user of an item or service need not depend on purchasing personnel and is now empowered to supply orders through the internet directly onto the suppliers who are selected by the sourcing teams. So earlier we had to call up, get lot of information, data and etc. things. But with the help of internet, the buzzword of the decade or buzzword of the century is e-business. So e-procurement makes things more faster, smoother and quicker, which gets the thing more rollover in the best possible manner. The systems that change the time required for doing the transactions has been reduced, which makes the cycle more faster. So e-procurement has been the world-class supply management functioning for the upliftment of the business. Next we have got the actual world-class management concept is more about outsourcing. What you are best at, you do it that. What you are not best at, outsources. That is, give it to the third party. They will do the things for the betterment of the business. So outsourcing lets organizations pay for only the services they need when they need them. It also reduces the need to hire and train specialized staff, brings in fresh engineering expertise and reduces capital and operating expenses. So outsourcing brings in everything which is fresh, new, innovative, and with the least amount of expertise, least amount of investment, the work can get done. So for world-class supply management, outsourcing is also one of the crucial factor for making sure that the business can succeed over a period of time. So eventually in this chapter, what we have seen is focusing on businesses as far as possible in the production related management, because if companies had to succeed over a period of time, it is only because of the fact that the production is the differentiating point in the businesses between A business and B business. But there are many other modern trends in management. I like to comment on few different innovations in management. Techniques like, we have got something known as balance scorecard. It is one of a wonderful technique for upgradation of actual management. The trends in management which we have seen over here was more towards operations. But when we talk about the top level management to function, one wonderful tool these days which has been existing in the business is balance scorecard. Another technique which is used by companies for upgradation of the business is known as red ocean, blue ocean strategies. Then we have got Ansoff's matrix. And like this, we have got so many different kinds of tools and techniques which are used as a strategy for business to grow over a period of time. And all these things are made in a basket, which is then offered to the customer, or rather the management takes and picks which can be applied at what levels and the output can be given. So these are nothing but the new trends of management which tries to find out the problem and apply the solutions to the given problems and takes the business to next level. Hope this chapter has brought and put an light, thrown a light on your identification and seeing that what different levels of management has grown over a period of time for success of the business. Hope you apply all these things in your business and make good returns for your business as well. That's all from my end, friends. Thank you.